Hi, this is Dottie St. James. Welcome to Funny Lady Life. In this episode of my podcast, I want to talk about the situation in our neighborhood. Okay. I have wonderful neighbors. You know, we get together often, but there's this one guy, you know, there's always a thorn. There's always a thorn. You have a rose bush with beautiful flowers, but there's always a thorn. In the summer, he runs this blower with the leaves. Oh my God, he goes from day to night. Told you about it already. Now with the winter. Okay. Our neighborhood is so quiet. You could hear a squirrel going for an acorn. But when it snows, you know, we're up in the Northeast. When it snows, you know, people come out and they shovel their lawn, you know, their walkway. Okay. He comes out with the snowblower, and he's like an orchestra leader to everybody in the neighborhood. Hey, do this. Hey, do that. And he's so annoying. So, yes, he got a new snowblower. So, what do you think he's doing now? Now, I'm not a complainer. I don't like to complain. But, you know, I feel like I have to just vent this out because maybe some other people go through this, you know, having a thorn in the neighborhood, okay? I mean, he's a nice guy. I've talked to him. We've shared flowers, you know. And I mean, like, you know, I give some out of my yard. He gives me some out of his yard, that kind of thing. But the noise. Oh, my God. And, you know, I work from home doing the advice column. And I have to have my, you know, correct thought processes going on. And, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, the other day it snowed. And he's out there telling everybody, you know, hey, you know, do this with your sidewalk. Don't put it out on the street. You know, and then with the, you want me to come over with the snowblower? And he's doing this neighbor's yard and he's doing that, which is nice. It's fine. It's wonderful. But his voice actually goes over the snowblower. You can hear his voice over the sound of the snowblower. It's amazing. It cuts through anything. And, you know, gosh, I was just trying to write one of my advice columns, and I was having a tough time. Oh, I'll tell you, even though we have the good two-pane windows, you know, in the house and, you know, really good insulation, I think Larry told me the R value was super high when we built the house. Anyway, I could still hear him. That's how loud he is. Amazing. So, yeah, I'm trying to deal with that. And I'm reading this book, and it's a really good book. It's called The Practicing Mind by Thomas M. Sterner. And it's about developing focus and discipline in your life. And the whole premise is that instead of looking at the end goal, that we should be focusing on the process of whatever we do and not take life so seriously. That's my thing. You know, I've always been light and airy and, oh gosh, just want to have a good life, you know? And so this, you know, I don't want to come across as a complainer. You know, I don't. But I'm, you know, I'm trying to use these tips from this book, The Practicing Mind, and, you know, one of them is not taking life so seriously. He doesn't use those words, but I'm telling you that's what the summary is, you know, in case you don't read it. But I'll tell you, yeah, you know, basically he says in the book of how we take life, like we can be upset. Or we could just say, oh, well, I'm trying to say, oh, well, with this thorn neighbor, but it's tough. It's tough. You know how that goes. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share today. And I hope everyone is having a great day and enjoying this winter season. I know Larry and I are. And you have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.